Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hair Radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Now I can't take a one day.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Your biggest challenge isn't someone else. It's the ache in your lungs and the burning in your legs. And the voice inside you that yells, can't. But you don't listen. You just push harder. And then you hear the voice whisper, can. And you discover that the person you thought you were is no match for the one you really are.
For me, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, is just using this platform to expound on just all of the people that I reach. And mainly that is girls, women, it's everyone, but my focus is on girls and women of all ages, the youth in our community, health, because our health is our wealth. If we don't have that, we don't have anything. So focusing on our health and our wellness, our beauty, our family connections that are so, so, so very important. Family is the core of everything. And then also, Carrie, just continuing my civic responsibilities and just letting people know how very, very important it is to be a voice. Be a voice in your community. Be of service to people, because that's what it's all about. You will definitely be rewarded when you are of service to other people. It will come back to you and bless your life just abundantly. Just letting people know, just inspiring them, like with the hope of the day, continuing that, and just continuing to encourage, to uplift, and just let people know how important they are. It's important who you are and you realizing how important you are and just how much you matter.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love, for our community to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Oh, we know, Carrie. We're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we're dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's going to be aight. No, it's never going to be aight. It's always going to be excellence, Carrie.
That's
what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely. I agree. And I think it's trusting, Carrie, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Carrie, and then we trust each other.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
I'm about to go. Take off the clothes. Sit in my seat. I'm about to make the show. To the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Back live, it is Thursday morning, October 12th of 2023. I just want to say good morning officially. It's our broadcast show number 906. This morning, we have a big show ahead, so we thought we'd take it live a little bit earlier today. Real excited to get to the line, coming up in just a few minutes or so. You guys have had a chance to meet her recently, we'll say. Well, actually, it's been a while. Jay Ellis will be joining us live on the air. So she is an entrepreneur. We are doing a little something early in the morning called the Hairpreneur Series, which we are bringing back. A lot of you will remember that. And what the Hairpreneur Series really is about is kind of breaking down the steps of what it takes to launch a successful entrepreneurial business. And we're going to talk with her about how she has done just that and how I believe it's going to lend to some great inspiration for you guys. So real excited about that today. Got a lot of updates for you. We're going to be talking throughout the morning. We're here until 9 a.m. Eastern today. So lots and lots of things to get to. So we're going to kind of keep things moving along. And coming up in just a couple minutes, you will hear me mention the one and only Jay Ellis is back for an all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. So as they say, throwback Thursday. Well, we've got a lot to throw back this morning. So stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
There is no one like you. There has never been anyone like you. There shall never be anyone like you. Therefore, know yourself. Be yourself. Authenticity is everything.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive. Because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them.
More tools for tackling overwhelm. Number one, use the word no. Number two, consult your calendar before you say yes. Number three, clear your mind. And number four, get organized by prioritizing your week's workload. One of the best tools for tackling overwhelm is learning how to say no. Just no. I'm not going to be able to help you with that. No explanation needed, because when you start giving people your whys for your no, it opens the door to a conversation you don't want to have about something you're not prepared to deal with. So just smile, look, and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me, but no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Next one, consult your calendar. Your calendar is a great bad guy, because when somebody asks you to do something and it's going to increase your workload to the point that it makes you feel overwhelmed, what you can do is this. Glance over your calendar and you have two responses. You know what? I don't see any time there. I'm going to be able to work on that with you today. Sorry. Or, you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now. I've got a little bit of time between 2 and 2:10. If you come back at 2 o'clock, I can spend 10 minutes with you on that problem. A lot of times, if the person doesn't have until 2 o'clock, they'll go find somebody else to help them with that. Right? Love it. Number three, clearing your mind. Clearing your mind dictates, if you're not a person that's already doing meditation or you don't have any breathing exercises, just get up. Get up from your desk, get up from the sofa, go into the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee, walk out the door, walk around the block, just do something that will get you out of that space and give your mind a chance to reorganize itself and create space for you to solve a problem, be creative, or move on. Number four, organize by prioritizing your workload. A long list of 26 things on every single line on a sheet of legal paper is not really getting organized. What I suggest is get a sheet of paper, put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and start taking the things off of that list and putting them in the day that they're due. Then go back and prioritize them, because a lot of times what we do is we make this long list of things and we just start tackling the first thing on the list. And unfortunately, the first thing is not always the most important thing. And that's why we miss deadlines. I missed a really fabulous party that was thrown by Matthew Jordan Smith, the photographer in Los Angeles, star-studded. So if you don't want to be me missing important things, consider these four ways of addressing overwhelm by number one, saying no, number two, consulting your calendar, number three, clearing your mind, and number four, getting organized by priority.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, it's Thursday morning, October 12th, 2023. It is our broadcast number 906. That's show number 906 this morning. Really happy to have you guys with us. Like I said, we have a huge show going forward, folks. Really pleased to kind of get things moving, like I said, a little bit earlier today. So really, really exciting. Let me take a moment and kind of bring to us live. She's in studio and virtually that is coming to us out of the wonderful state of Virginia. The one and only, what else can I say? Miss Jay Ellis. Jay, good morning to you, Jay Ellis of Ellis Jay Collection fame. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. It actually is wonderful to have you with us live. Let me just say that. I know it's a tad bit early, but there are lots of folks who are up early each morning. I know that there is a difference with folks. Some folks are evening folks. Some folks mm-hmm. are morning folks. And I don't know. I think that everybody kind of has figured that I'm now that I'm a morning person, which, like I said, wasn't always before, but I am now. And so what are you?
Yeah.
Are you more of the morning person or are you more of the evening person?
No, I'm definitely a morning person. Definitely a morning. My day starts at 4 every morning. Anything after, oh yeah, like my night starts probably about 5:30 is when I start to tap out. But yeah, I'm up at 4. Okay. I'm at my desk. Like at the 4 o'clock hour, I get so much done. I can meditate. I can say my prayers. And it's just time for me, like a little bit of self-care and meditation time. And, yeah, I'm ready. I feel like I can take on the world when I'm up early. I have, like, a burst of energy, which is incredible for me, probably overwhelming for most, but whatever.
Okay. Well, I have to say for myself, I am a person who in the younger years was certainly more of an evening person. I've done mornings here and there, like working wise. I remember starting a job out in Los Angeles at about 4. I think we had to be on the doing phone customer service. If you guys out there who know how to do that, back in the day, folks weren't at home. You had to answer the phone at work. You had to go to a
Absolutely.
Building. And so this sounds like the dark ages. So we would go to the building. We had to be there by 4 o'clock in the morning to start. In Los Angeles, you had to be there at 4 because L.A. time, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, but East Coast, it's 7. So we had to be at work by 4 to catch the East Coast people. This was really old, archaic days, folks. And it kind of ties into the discussion this morning, so that's why we're talking about it. But I remember hanging out. You know, it's hard to believe, but I was snapping fingers and just partying up a storm. When you're young, you're just doing all that. And I remember we would go straight to work. This is how much we used to hang out, party, go straight to work. From hanging out, you know, no going to the house, no changing clothes, you just party and went to work if you could. We were able to do that because I did not work at the airport, even though I was working for the airline. We had a building in downtown Los Angeles. So here I am going into work at 4. The folks would call, you know, we were answering the phones, and I remember people would be calling in. And I was so tired, I would start falling asleep. hello, is anybody there? You know, because they would just pop right into your ear, you know, you have to answer the call. Mm-hmm. But I remember those days. I was really, I would stay up late and just, now, what did you say, 5:30? I'm going to say 4 o'clock. That's kind of wind down time in the afternoon. So because I'm like you, I wake up about 4 o'clock. My alarm goes off at 4. But quite often I'm up before the alarm. I'm literally up about 3 something in the morning. So when the alarm goes off, I'm already up before the alarm goes off. I'm in a different room or working at the desk or what have you. And so I love it. I believe that those mornings are made for creativity, and it is totally unleashed. I love that morning time, and I kind of want to talk a little bit about that. That's why we wanted you on early. We wanted this wonderful time to talk about hairpreneurial type talk. And so I've got to tell everybody, I've got to break it on down what the hairpreneurial talk is. I do, because it's been a while since we've talked and had hairpreneurs, and at the time that we did it before, it was a little different. So what a hairpreneur is, it's a made-up word where we are combining hair and entrepreneur. As you guys know, I call everybody an entrepreneur. Really, I want to say pray more, I'll go with the word. So entrepreneur, and really kind of combining those two things, the hair and the entrepreneurial efforts. And so being able to focus on that this morning, and I think all of this kind of ties on in. I really do, Jay. And when you wake up, and like you just heard Crystal Wright from out in Los Angeles, well, she was out in the West Coast. You heard Crystal talk. I think she's back up north on the Pacific West Coast. But you heard Crystal talk about getting yourself together. And the first thing is learning to say N-O.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to ask you about that. You know, is it easy for you to say no to people, or is it difficult? Because I notice as us being entrepreneurs, hairpreneurs, if you will, makes it real difficult sometimes to, you know, we don't want to disappoint people. And so are you one of those folks who just hate to say no? You want to always say yes to everybody. You know, are you one of those, what do they call it, serial, like we want everybody to love us kind of people? What do you think about that, Jay Ellis, this morning?
Well, that's a pretty loaded question. So I will break it down to my real life experiences. So it's very easy for me to say no or not right now. I do my best to not overextend to everyone because, you know, when you get to a certain age, I'll say I started to transition into being more respectful of my time, my mental space, my mental health, probably in my early to mid-30s. And for me, it's harder for me to say no to family because I am first generation entrepreneur, right? So,
Oh, we're going to say hairpreneur.
I want to nurture. Hairpreneur. Okay,
yes.
Hairpreneur. So for me, I want to always encourage the youth that are coming up under me, my siblings and family members that look up to me, even some of the older generation. They really admire my drive and my tenacity. When I commit, I commit. And I always want to show up at their events. Because, you know, truth of the matter is my grandmother told me, you know, if people keep inviting you to things and you never are respectful of the invite, they're going to stop inviting you. So it's a blessing that they want to invite you. But here's the catalyst to that. You can't make everything and everyone isn't for you. I have a shirt to say I am not for everyone, and that is true. That isn't being sarcastic. That isn't being cocky. It is what it is. I will discipline with love. I will say no with love. And don't challenge me. Don't ask me for an explanation because I don't owe you one. I can't give you this time because I'm already committed. So if I say no and you really know me the way that you should know me at this juncture, then you will understand that if I can make it, I'm going to be there. And if I can't, the disappointment should be is that I told you yes and I just don't show up. So I'm being honest with you, so respect that. So for me,
all right, Jay Ellis, you came to play this morning.
Well, you know, we have an honest conversation,
it.
So let's have at it, you know.
We are, and that's what I love about what you're saying. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And that, you know, for me, I had to learn how to say no. I
and
love what you said. I love what Crystal had to say because, you know, you can get overwhelmed when you make these commitments and even to yourself. You've got to – I'm going to put it out there like this morning, Jay, on the Hair Radio Boarding Show. You've got to learn to sometimes say no to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? That means that you literally have to stop overwhelming yourself, folks. And I'm raising my hand. If this were Zoom video TV or the Salon TV network, let me just you'd be able to see me because I literally am raising my hand about this. You've got to know when to what's your fill. And by your fill, I mean F-I-L-L. You've got to know what is your fill. So that
and
is,
that's true.
That's that part of you that you got to learn to say no. What's that point that you say N-O? And to, you know, so go ahead, Jay Ellis, our guest today, please.
Well, that's very true, but here's the attachment to that. So some things aren't as black and white as we want to think, that they are, because they aren't. You have to learn how to say no and be honest with yourself. A lot of us aren't being honest with ourselves. A lot of us think, oh, well, I'm so, you know, this, that, and the other. I can do it all. You literally cannot do it all and be 100% proficient at anything if you're doing it all. We need to commit, and we need to be honest with what we can do to full capacity and what we can't. And that's the thing. We're not being honest with each other. So you're right. We do have to learn how to say no or learn how to prioritize. And the truth of the matter is we lack that discipline to be able to prioritize properly to be efficient in what we're working on doing.
Wow.
And that's the problem.
Okay, Jay. Okay, I'm accepting that. Hey, listen, everybody, if you're just joining us, if you just tuned in, we are live this morning. Again, it's Thursday, October 12th, 2023. It's show number 906, show number 906. Woo, it's a big number as we march towards, of course, our 1,000 and beyond, 1,000 plus, because we're not all that far from that right now. And so, 94 more shows to go. And we'll be hitting our 1,000 mark. So we're real excited. So, Jay, I just got to say thank you so much for getting up early and being with us a little bit. We've got more.
Of course.
We're going to take, a little tiny commercial break. Now, when we come back, Jay, I want to ask you about your, you're going to get to know Jay a little bit more. And we have another, we got a little bit more news to share. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But first up, we're going to ask you about what did it take for you to get started and also to kind of know that this is what you wanted to do. So those are some questions that, you know, that I'd like to find out or and share with our audience. You know, what, like you used the word earlier, what's the catalyst? What was it that told you this is what I need to do? And at this time, so lots. Don't answer yet. We're gonna tease it. Come on, that's what's called a super teaser. So coming up right after the commercial break, folks, stay with us. We got a lot more to go this morning. Happy to have you with us. I'm Carrie Hines with Jay Ellis.
Thank you.
Yes, stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Do one-hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many hear of Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have – 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about Manager J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Right.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
And because she was...
Yes, go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you. She was...
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks, I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to...
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Okay, we're back live. That was a short clip from Dr. Freeman talking about Joel Freeman. You know, he's been with us many times on the show talking about the grand dame of entrepreneurs, the female entrepreneurs, period. And from our Afro community, I've got to say the name, you cannot talk hair and hairpreneurial talk without paying homage to the one and only Madam C.J. Walker and Annie Malone. Let me bring back to the line in that vein, our very special live guest this morning, joining us for just a bit, Jay Ellis of Ellis J Collection, and it's so great to have you with us. Yes, and
oh, it's definitely a pleasure.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. You know, so I say that you have a lot in common with these incredible ladies who were kind of the first, not kind of, they were the first out there in the hair game and talking hair business and hairpreneurial talk. So what goes through your mind when you think of these great women who laid the groundwork for what you're doing today and so many others?
Oh, wow. Well, it's an honor to even be compared to them. Let's just say that. That does not come with the faintest of heart. So I am definitely humbled to even be in that category. It gives you a sense of pride, a sense of empowerment to know that you can do these exact same things. Like nothing is stopping you. Your own worst enemy can be yourself. If they could do it with very little resources, we have no excuse this day and age with all of the resources that are at our disposal. So we have no excuses.
I don't even think they have very little resources. I don't think they had any
resources. Any resources, right.
They didn't have any. I mean, we may have very little resources, you know, as a half a million. I may have a little. They had zero. They had to literally walk. Using, as we say in the Northeast, using Highway 11, which means you're 2 feet. So they had, that's all, and they had to knock on every door. And you got to remember, they had to recruit people, and these were not people who had already, they were already savvy, black women and back then who were watching YouTube videos and, you know, the internet and, you know, let me go and see and try to do, you know. This was something totally new and very different. And so we definitely want to just shout out what an amazing lineage of these folks that you come from that I've been influenced by, just learning a lot about them as well. And I'm just grateful that that folks, you know, that you're putting it down and this is a big thing and you know, leading the way on this hair talk in these days, and that's a good thing. And that's what I wanted to ask you about. So what was it that was that inspiration, the catalyst for you to get started, Jay? I think I did ask you that before we took a little break. So I'm going to ask you, what was it that kind of got you out there and started in all of this?
Well, there were a couple of things. So it wasn't just one thing, to be honest. My mother was a former beautician when I was definitely much younger, and so I've always had a hair for the care of hair, not necessarily the hairstyles. I could care less about the hairstyles. It was in which the manner that she cared and catered to the strands. Like there was a authentic passion that I inherited from her about the education. So even though I have 30 years in the business, for me, if I had to choose one over the other, it would be the educational portion of teaching people how to love out hair, especially in the Black community. You know, it's about advocating for the, you know, to dispel the rumors that we can't grow our natural hair. So for me, it only made sense, and especially when I went from making $150,000 as a civil engineer a year, and I ended up making more than that doing hair part-time. So I was superseding my actual career, and, you know, I battled with a health condition called nephrotic syndrome where my kidneys wasn't really functioning at full capacity. And so it would cause me to have like really hard menstrual cycles and things like that. So I would say mine was more so either I risk getting fired from these jobs, and I'm an egotistical person when it comes down to if I put my name on it and I put my stamp on that thing, I'm going to do it from beginning to end. And when I exit, it's going to be on my own accord. No one is going to fire me. I'm going to leave on my own accord. And having to miss days off of work because of health issues, you know, relating to the excessive purging of blood, if you will, it was too much. It was too much, and I was very ill because they didn't know what was going on with me. So it was either I continue to stay in this cycle that was very challenging for me, very embarrassing for me, or do what I love. And I decided to pivot. I left that job making $150,000 a year at 20, 21 I was 22, I'm sorry. I was 22, and I just decided to leave. You know, I got more pleasure out of teaching people how to care for their hair during their hair and just traveling. And it came naturally to me. You know, as a civil engineer, numbers are very easy for me, but I wasn't passionate about it. I actually went into civil engineering because my high school teacher told me, well, you know, Black people, you know, people of your race don't typically go into civil engineering. Maybe you should try something different, you know. And to me, I had something to prove. Like, you're not about to tell me what I can't do, so let me show you what I can do. And when I went back to my high school to speak as an alumni, I came back with 5 college degrees. And that was only in a short amount of time. And I spoke to the youth and just if you're going to do something, do it with passion. Whatever it is that you do, be the best that you're going to be and do it with passion, unapologetic passion. And that's what it was. And it was hair for me. It was creating my hair care products. And I think I shared this with you is that for years, for at least 19 years, I've had my hair care products, but I only kept them within my salon with my clientele. It wasn't until 2020 to where I decided to actually branch out and gave it some real thought about making it a brand. And so that's what it was for me. It was about creating. It was about creating things that catered to my African-American community. And that's just what it was. So, I mean, it's a simple question, but it's a lot to unpack.
Yes, I love that and very important, and we should be more out there, and especially young Black women and Black men for that much in the STEM area. And so I want to talk a little bit about that too in weeks to come. What I wanted to first of all just take a moment to thank you, Jay, for getting up and sharing your thought morning. And as we kind of roll this out, this hairpreneurial talk, especially live hairpreneurial talk, I'm kind of feeling that that's the way to go. There's a myriad of subjects that we're going to cover. So this is just the very beginning. And I'm so honored to roll this out to everybody this morning that, yes, that Jay Ellis will be joining us. I've got my fingers crossed, but Wednesday
Yay!
And Thursday morning in this space. So mark your calendars because it's about to get heated first thing in the morning.
It's
getting hot in here. We are, that's right. Remember that? We're going to roll on out with this whole hairpreneurial talk. And we're going to analyze everything from motivation and inspiration to aspiration. And we're going
Absolutely.
To talk about hair products. We're going to break down all kinds of things that you need to get yourself going and in a successful way. And so I'm happy to use this time to do that because this is something that is important. We'll also see if we can get some other folks to join on in. And I love it because it's the lead off to our broadcast. And you've done an outstanding job. Again, Wednesdays and Thursday morning, about 6:30 Eastern time, 5:30 for Central folks. Jay Ellis will be with us. So we can't wait till next Wednesday.
Yes!
So, yes, I'm super excited, Jay. Great job this morning. Great premiere.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. So, hairpreneurs, everybody, with Jay Ellis right here, Wednesday and Thursday morning, we're going to be
Yay!
Talking about this. And so, so excited. So listen, we're going to let you go, get your day going. We're going to take a little bit of music break. We've got a lot more next hour to get into. As you guys know, I have some live updates from everything about the magazine to Salon TV Network. We've got updates. And then in our third hour this morning, our final hour, our spotlight hour, we've got some things. We have a few things from our vaults, but I also have some surprises. So you don't want to go anywhere. So stay with us, and we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Be careful
Thank
of those
you,
who grow silent during your season of celebration. It's amazing how people like you until it gets good. People don't mind being with you as long as they feel like y'all on the same level. But the minute your lifting comes, the minute God begins to make it very clear that his hand is upon your life, look around and watch those who grow silent. Watch those who stop clapping. Watch those who start speaking negatively about you. Watch those who stop coming. Watch people who always try to compare what they have to what you have. Watch people who always try to lift themselves in the conversation. Watch people who are always in competition with you. Watch those people who will not give you a compliment no matter what, especially when God begins to lift you. If somebody cannot be genuinely happy for you, these are the type of people you absolutely do not need in your life. They don't call, they don't show up, and they stop applauding because they're slick jealous of what God is doing in your life. You do not need those people around. Be mindful of those people and definitely don't call them friend.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. Oh, yeah, it's Thursday morning, October 12th, 2023. I'm Carrie Hines, and we are live this morning. We got a huge show ahead, so I'm just checking back in with you. Stay with us. We are going to be right back. And again, Thanks so much for getting up early and joining us on this broadcast today. Stay with us.
Listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now my very special guest comes from the world of hair products and just all around beauty. It is my honor to bring back to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Ms. Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. Validate Beauty. First of all, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing, Carrie Hines?
I'm doing just great, and to our amazing fans. Now, they remember you, I have to say, Valerie, they remember you down in South Jersey coming to the big Hair Nation Expo and launching your products and doing all these amazing things. We're just happy to have you back on the show.
Yes, thank you so much. The event was amazing.
Yeah, now, I have to tell folks, let's just remind everybody, what does it mean to be someone out there doing your own products at this point?
Well, at this time, especially with COVID-19, I think is an opportunity to reinvent yourself. And I have found a way to do that by simply adding new products to my brand. And I'm coming out with an amazing deodorant, all natural, organic, and I'm very excited about it.
Absolutely, as you should be. Now, officially tell everybody the name, the exact name of your products and all that wonderful good stuff.
Oh, the name of my products are called Validate Your Beauty, and I have a hair strengthening oil. I have a toner for your skin. I also have shampoo, which is called Bite the Apple, and then I also have Smooth Touch, which is a conditioner, and soon I also will be coming out with the Rosemary Mint, which is really going to be a new added amazing shampoo.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I also want us to carry some of these amazing products right at the Hair Radio Morning Show in our amazing store. Valerie's going to have her own thing set up through all that we're doing and all that she's doing, and we're just so honored and happy. I really am. Look for Valerie's new show. Now, you're going to be launching a couple of shows right here on Hair Radio, the Hair Radio Morning Show. You'll be listening to Valerie talking. We're going to ask her about what she's going to be talking about and give you guys a little preview. And then also on the Salon TV Network. Right now, you guys have the Salon TV Network app, but she's going to be out with her own show that you can watch her talking about some of the things that are important to her and her following. So what are some of these things that you would like to do that you see yourself carving out for you in the way of promotion and just reaching folks out there?
Well, my target audience is going to be 50-plus. I am a woman of 50-plus, and I want to be able to have a platform for women 50-plus to be able to feel that they can recreate themselves. It's like almost a rediscovery. And a lot of times, too often, I hear women 50-plus say, I just want to retire, I'm tired, it's over for me, and I want to change that type of mindset to, and not really change the mindset, but just add to that by letting them know there's so many things they still can do at 50 plus, and all it takes is just having a platform of women coming together and sharing different perspectives, and I think that that is going to open the door for women 50 plus to know that there's so much more to us.
And on that note, I want to thank Valerie for being on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Also, in preparation for launch of Valerie's new show, Validate Your Beauty, on the Hair Radio Network and Salon TV Network and all that wonderful good stuff, we're going to set it up on our app where you can go and ask Valerie. And we'll take those questions and we'll...
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
There are five hard truths you may need to hear. Manipulation is when they focus on how you reacted instead of how they treated you. Some people will burn the bridge and then ask why you don't visit. Sometimes being alone is the upgrade. Sometimes you have to stop seeing only the best in people and start seeing what they show you.
Everyone talks about cutting people off, but no one talks about the grief that comes with having to stand firm on that decision, knowing that it's not what you wanted, but what was necessary.
Lions don't hang out with hyenas. They don't. Lions hang out with lions. Because a lion only hangs out with other lions, then the standard for a lion is being a lion. The issue with us and success sometimes is that we don't intentionally hang around people who are what we want to be. We just don't do it. If we can understand the importance of the proximity to excellence, well, then the standard becomes excellent. Oftentimes, we get advice from a friend or a family member or somebody that we know who never even been in the space that we want to go. This is about the power of proximity. Most of us don't understand the importance of closing the gap to excellence. Like, we got to get closer to excellence. When you're around excellence, then you think excellent and you produce excellence in everything that you do. The expectation for you is excellent. Sometimes we listen to people who want us to win, but not more than they win themselves. So you get advice from people about being successful, but the undertone of it is jealousy and envy. That's not the direction that we need to go. Close the gap to excellence, hang out with lions. Surround yourself with people who have identity traits that you want to work towards. Excellence is always a proximity issue. Get around it.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very next guest comes to us from Australia. Her name is Catherine Rondebelle. We're going to have her tell you the rest. Good morning, Catherine. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning, Carrie, and I hope everything is very well with yourself.
It is going great. Well, first of all, it's morning here in New York as we talk live on the air, but where you are is actually nighttime. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a bit of difference. So
tell us the time difference so we can kind of get the understanding. Is it like the same day as America in the Northeast, or the next day or the next night? How does that work all the way in Australia?
Well, it is 12 hours after you, so it's 9:30 p.m. here.
Okay, got it. 12 hours after us. Wow. Okay, wow, very interesting. Okay, well, with that in mind, we're going to move on. We got so much to talk about. First of all, Catherine, technically I should welcome you back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You have been with us many times in the past, and one of the major reasons, I should say, is because of what you have done and who you are. As the creator of Headbed, you've done just an enormous contribution to the hair and beauty industry. So first of all, let's have you tell everybody officially what Headbed is.
Well, thank you, Gary. My clients used to come see me with neck pain, shoulder pain, headaches after having been to a hair salon. It got me thinking about the position of a person's head and neck when they are at the shampoo basin. And research from the medical literature shows, and I was not surprised to find, that there's medical evidence of neck injury and even, in the worst case scenario, strokes. Mm. So I designed the headbed to have a support placed under the head of the person, and therefore it takes all the weight off the head and the neck therefore can relax. There's a lot less pressure on the neck and its delicate blood vessels and nerves when the head is properly supported at the basin. The neck can take up to 40 pounds of pressure on the vertebrae if the head is reclined backwards and not supported at the shampoo basin. So this is what really motivated me nearly 7 years ago now to design and research and make a headbed.
Well, I'm just blown away because, first of all, for our listeners out there, the folks who are in and around the hair and beauty industry, this may be the very first time they're really ever hearing of a syndrome such as this. Can you talk to us a little bit about this and how it's, you know, this has kind of come to light? I mean, you really have been sharing this for quite a bit of time. So kind of bring everybody up to speed on what this beauty parlor syndrome, stroke syndrome, is all about.
Yes, well, it was actually published by a New York doctor, a neurologist, who started looking at a pattern of injury and strokes that happened particularly to women, middle-aged women in particular, as they'd come back from hair salons. So whether the same day or a few days later, they developed symptoms of slurred speech or pain down the arm or headaches, and then eventually ended up with strokes. And these would be ladies in their 40s and 50s. So he published an article in a very prestigious medical journal to say, look, there is a very definite problem there. So beauty parlor stroke syndrome, as it's called, or salon sink radiculopathy, which is a very fancy name to say that pain travels down the nerve branches of the neck from too much pressure on the neck. And that all happens because a human head weighs anything between 4 to 5 kilos, which is about 8 to 10 pounds.
Lying, I'm so glad you did that you gave the exchange.
Yes. I think in the US you're more into pounds, isn't it?
Right, exactly. I'm like, please say pounds. Wow. Well, I tell you, this is just something that literally unnerves folks, because when they go to, especially our fans out there, they go to the hair salons, they're not expecting this. Should this be part of the consultation, in your opinion, of the professionals to share with their clients, their prospective clients, when they come in the door?
Oh, absolutely. Finding out if the person already has some pain or some injury or some musculoskeletal problems is very important when they are about to sit at the basin and place their head backwards. And you have two types of basins. In America, I've noticed that there is a fixed to the plumbing and the cabinetry type of basin, and there is the other one, which is called the backwash, which the basin tilts down to a person's shoulders. But in both cases, if the person's head is not supported, then all the pressure goes onto the neck vertebrae. So it's very important. And hairdressers are very caring people. They always try and make their client comfortable. And I know some hairdressers have injured their wrists because they're trying to support, to hold the weight of the head of the client whilst they're doing the shampoo with one hand. So definitely ask about it. Ask the clients, have they already got any pre-existing issues with their neck? But often it's not known because it all happens on the inside, on the little blood vessels that travel through the neck vertebrae. And who, you would know as a hairdresser if somebody has a potential for strokes or, you know, has high blood pressure or could have some plaque build up in their blood vessels. So
and
it's very
is,
tricky. So the easy...
Yes.
Yep.
No, I was just going to say that exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They would take the proper precaution, and usually that's see a doctor, you know, after that point. But I'll tell
that's
you,
right.
Catherine, this is just amazing. Now, it's quite, you know, a lot going on these days, and I do want to turn to that. But I do want to mm-hmm. talk a little bit more about this amazing device. We're talking about HeadBet today. And my very special guest on the Hair Radio Morning Show, all the way from Australia, is Miss Catherine Rondebelle, who we just appreciate and adore here on our show. She's been a friend and family member here to the Hair Radio Show folks mm-hmm. for many years. Catherine, so I want to definitely talk about this. Now, you mentioned the basin, and we call them sinks here as well for you guys out there listening. Right. So
shampoo bowl.
The shampoo bowl. There you go. Exactly. And we're talking about, I want to paint a picture. So we're talking about that curvature where it kind of allows for the neck to fit in that little groove on those sinks that
groove.
You see at the salons
Correct.
And barbershops.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much. And so you have the device that kind of literally is so easy. And I do mean it's easy to just pretty much lay right on there, but it has
exactly.
a huge, right? It has a very, so this is not something that is difficult to affix to the sink. Can you just describe that process again?
Sure. You can retrofit the headbed to 99% of sinks. So we have a special model, which is for the American style of shampoo bowl, the one that is fixed to the cabinetry or the plumbing in the wall. And then we have the one for the backwash, which is more of a ceramic bowl that tilts down to the client's shoulders. So you simply clip, it's a silicone, very soft, flexible cushion that molds itself into the curve of the neck area, but it has this little platform that goes out inside the basin and which sits just under the head, the occipital bone of the client's head as the head reclines backwards. So it's like putting your head on a little pillow. That's why we'll call it the head bed.
And I love it.
Therefore, it would, that's right. So it can fit on any basin. And the European model has three adapter wedges, which then allows the head platform to be raised or lowered, depending on the angle of the client's neck and head. So it's really been thought about by on many ways to cover all potential and possibilities of different styles of basins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, we just love it. It's the head bed. So I am just blown away. What is the best website, or how can folks get this amazing head bed device?
Yes, well, we're very lucky to have a lovely agent, Lynn, in Florida.
Yes,
and our
awesome.
Website there is... Mm-hmm. And our website is headbedusa.com. So www.headbedusa.com.
Awesome.
And also,
course,
Carrie, you probably
yes.
would have it on your...
You beat me to it, Catherine Rondebelle. Yes, we're going to be so excited to offer this, as we have throughout the years, right here at Hair Radio. You can simply go to the Salon TV Network app. into our store on the app. Now, you can download the app for free. It's in the Google Play Store worldwide, and purchase that wonderful headbed device there, or just contact Hair Radio at any time, and we'll be certainly able to put you in touch with Lynn and some of the folks at Headbed and all that wonderful good stuff. So really, really make it really nice. And it's not something, I do want to talk about this, just, you know, of course you have to contact them for pricing and all that, but the one thing I do want to say is that it is incredibly affordable for what you are, what this, the prevention, when you look at it. First of all, it's affordable, period. Let me just get that on out. And then I also want to say what it can prevent is priceless. So there is just, there's, I mean, I really don't know any other words to put that, Catherine, any other way to say it.
We call it priceless because, you know, exactly. You're protecting your health, and there is nothing more important in life than your health and your client's health. And it's a safety device. And for a professional tool of the trade, it comes down to about $19 per year, because we know the headbed will last you more than 5 years. Our salons in Australia, the first one, bought the headbed 6.5 years ago, and they're still using it.
Oh, so, that is just amazing. Now, Catherine, actually, you lead me exactly where I wanted to go with you at this moment, and that is to talk about some of the things that are going on. But first, just kind of paint the picture again. I want to welcome Catherine Rondebelle to welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. She is on the line with us all the way from Australia. Now, Catherine, what part of Australia are you in again?
Right, on the west coast of Australia. And we are known as the most isolated city in the world, Gary. Perth.
Why?
It's got the ocean, Indian Ocean on one side, and it's got the Great Australian Desert on the other side, before you reach the east coast of Australia.
Wow. Well, my goodness. And you've been here to America. I've seen you here in the New Jersey, New York area before, so I know you come to America. You travel everywhere, though. You really do, Catherine.
Well,
remember you. Tell us about
some of
yours.
Great pleasure. Well, with the invention of the headbed being such a unique and new tool of your trade, I had the great opportunity to travel to the main hair expos around the world, the Paris one, the London Hair Expo, to New York at the wonderful Javits Center. IBS was just magnificent, and meeting you there was really absolutely wonderful.
Yes, we had
and
a great
having
time.
Being able to present this new and unique safety device for the shampoo bowl to all the hairdressers that are top of their trade, and see how fascinated they were, and you know, really wanting to get one for their salons and their clients. It was just wonderful. I'm so blessed to have had so many beautiful meetings, including yourself.
Thank you, and likewise, absolutely. Now, how does it play with all of this going on? We haven't broached the subject. It's always the elephant in the room, and that is this COVID situation currently that's happening around the world. Let me ask you, have the folks been affected in Australia, and how so?
Well, during sort of March, April, May, when it was really the start of sort of worldwide awareness, we went into lockdown here too, so many salons had to close, and that was very scary for a lot of small businesses and salon owners. But by June, we were able to reopen because the number of COVID cases was under control in Australia. So this is when the sale of our headbed just absolutely tripled and quadrupled, because people have realized that being made from a medical-grade silicone, it can be 100% hygienic and sanitized properly in between clients. So more than ever now, do not use substandard silicone neck cushions, because and certainly not the firm, spongy little ones, that because they have minute fissures and cracks which can trap germs, and it's just not really, it's not possible to clean them properly. They collect skin debris and germs. So really, only trust the highest grade silicone rubber material.
Absolutely.
On any of your equipment and tools. And this is why our headbed was adopted even more so ever since the COVID situation started.
Excellent.
And, yeah.
Very important.
It's
and
troubling
very...
times, but humans are resilient. We're all resilient, and we'll manage to find a way through this.
Exactly. I still say this, Catherine.
Yeah.
I know you guys, you support the salon and barbers and all those folks, and I appreciate that. But I have always felt and thought that each individual, to me, I would suggest if you can get your own, get your own. Get your own. I think it would be wonderful. I really do. I've always encouraged that. I know it's a, you know, it
yeah.
goes on a sink and it's a professional product. But I'm thinking that if you have
yep.
Your own headband, you can take it with
your
you
own.
To the salon.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. This is what quite a few of our clients have done here, too. Because they traveled, they used to, not this year, but traveling around the world, they keep their headbed with them. And they,
exactly.
whichever salon they go to, they say, just clip that on the basin on
exactly.
on the salon sink, please.
Exactly.
And then they're comfortable and they know they're safe. And often
exactly.
the salon owners want to buy the headbed off them and keep it.
Quite often. The great news
yes.
is that they can be directed right back to headbagusa.com.
Yep.
Which we love that, or Salon TV Network, of course. Well, I have to say, Catherine,
yes.
First of all, it's great to speak with you and connect with you. Now, what about some of these big things happening all over the world? Do you guys see a lot of that on the news over there? Do you see, like, the Black Lives Matter and all these things? Do you see any
yes.
of that reported? We don't know so much about what's happening outside of America
oh,
so much.
Look, Australians are absolutely fascinated by what happens in America, and the Black Lives Matter movement was very much echoed here, and we had our own issues here. The Australian Aboriginal people have also done marches and demonstrations and wanting to make sure that it was well known to the government and to all that, you know, every life matters, but particularly Black Lives Matter have had so much more challenges throughout
exactly.
history and even recently. No, in Australia, we can see that on the news every day. It's being reported. So we feel for your country and for all the issues going on, and you're not alone. We really feel with you and
thank
are
you,
in
Catherine.
Thoughts and prayers with you guys.
Thank
mm.
you. And I have to say, you have always put it there. You've been a big supporter of Hair Radio and believed in us when a lot of these things, you know, we hadn't quite
yeah.
Materialized them or brought them into being.
Correct.
That, you know, and you really believed and supported us,
yeah.
and I thank you for that. And we will continue
oh,
this.
Yep. I mean, it's such a beautiful, important social interaction when somebody goes to their stylist, their hairdressers, and the self-esteem and the well-being that is felt when a person can get their hair cut and presents beautifully, it's wonderful for their self-esteem. It's a beautiful industry that you guys are in, and you know it's so important to support people who have such
absolutely.
A skill with the correct tools, and that's where my background is from. I'm from a health background myself, so that's why so important to me.
Absolutely. Well, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very special guest comes back to us all the way from Australia. We're talking about Miss Catherine Rondebel. We're talking to Miss Catherine Rondebel, who is the creator, we call the inventor of Headbed
yes.
and this amazing device that certainly can just do such big things to avoid clients in the, you know, shampoo bowl getting strokes or having strokes and all of that. It certainly is just big. And you can find out a lot more about it. She has all the official information that you need to know at www.headbedusa.com. And also you can, of course, connect with us at Hair Radio, and we'll put you in touch with the amazing Catherine Rondebel and all that she's doing. Catherine, I just want any lasting thoughts or anything you want to kind of leave with the Hair Radio Morning Show folks today?
Well, first of all, congratulations on such a wonderful profession you're in. And my dream is really that for every shampoo basin, shampoo sink around the world to have a headbed cushion on it, because it's like every car has seat belts in it. It's a safety issue. You have to protect your clients and therefore look for a proper head and neck support cushion for your shampoo sink. Indeed. Well, thank you again, Kerry.
It's my pleasure. You are just awesome. You are part of the family here, as I mentioned earlier, and you're always welcome again. Headbedusa.com is the website. The device is Headbed, and every salon and barber shop should have this device on their sink or wash basin bowl. Make sure and do that. It's critical. It's critical for the success of what you're doing and your clients and all of that. And certainly, this is something that we encourage. Again, Catherine, I want to thank you so much for being with us. And stay in touch with us, okay?
Will do.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Kerry Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day. Back live. It's Thursday morning, October 12, 2023. I'm Kerry Hines in Brooklyn, New York. And it's been an exciting show, I have to say, for Throwback Thursday. Of course, musically, we throw back every day. But TBT, let me bring to the line my co-star. You guys know him, Michael Hopkins from my beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael,
yes,
good morning.
Is.
We're officially the second Virginian guest we have today. We opened up the show this morning with Jay Ellis of ellisjcollection.com. And it was so great to have her on the show. And just the whole vibe this morning has been fantastic. What about yourself, Michael Hopkins? How are you on the Cool Thursday morning here in New York.
Very much so. It is a little cool down here in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. But show's been fantastic, Karen. It's been fantastic from the start.
Thank you. Sir.
From the start. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. We've instituted this at least on Wednesdays and Thursday mornings. We're doing the hairpreneurial talk. And I love it. It is opportunity for us to kind of combine two worlds of being a hair professional and a person who's an entrepreneur. So, Michael, question, are you a hairpreneur?
Very much so, Kerry Hines.
Absolutely. And I'm raising my hand, too. So, yes, we're hairpreneurs, and that's what, so Jay's going to check in with us early mornings on Wednesday and Thursdays each week to kind of talk about the motivation of what it takes to get something like this really going, and so I'm really excited about that. So about 6:30 or so on Wednesdays and Thursdays, she should be with us live. And keeping that high energy going, which I thought today was just fabulous. The music
The conversation was upbeat, and we love having you guys with us. So, Michael, great job. Good stuff.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, listen, next week, and then let me just say, coming up in the next hour in our spotlight hour, we got some more talk to get to. We'll be doing that. And that's what this show is all about. It really is. And I just love it. And so helping everybody to be more successful in business, I think this is what the show is all about. And so we'll be doing a lot more hair talk and all of that wonderful good stuff as well and great music. So listen, Michael, want to turn to that talk for a little bit and talk about, you know, you really just kind of truly getting season three off the ground. And how do you feel about that, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, Carrie. Oh, yeah. On top of the world, Carrie. Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Yes. Well, good stuff. And I know next week we have a lot that we'll be focusing on. We have some new voices that you will be hearing will be coming to the show. Lots of new things that we'll be rolling out on the Hair Radio Morning Show that we have not introduced before. So really good stuff. And I'm super excited.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to it, Carrie.
So, Michael, we'll talk a little bit more about that in days to come. I also want to let folks know I have a few updates. As far as the Afrolock magazine for the October issue, it's on a pause. I will be releasing it. It's not been canceled, but I will be releasing it. Then we have big news for Afrolock magazine, the website. I got a whole bunch of stuff we'll get into in the 8 o'clock hour. So it's, I call it Break It Down in our Power Hour, where we're going to just let you know, where we are with Hair Radio, magazine, the Salon TV Network, Caribbean. We go down our list of important things. So that's how to stay abreast of what's happening. Folks sometimes call me during the day because, like I tell you guys, we live Hair Radio Show all day, every day.
Very much.
The few hour live show, which is great, but we're here throughout the whole day with you. So they call me up, where is this? Where is that? What's this? What's that? So here's the thing, guys. I do want to remind you that this show operates based on advertising. The magazine runs on advertising. Our Salon TV Network airs on advertising. And if you don't support us, we're going to go away. If you don't support us, we're not going to be here. You cannot take for granted that we're going to be here because we won't. So I don't know if this is important to you. Let us know. Let us know. I will get to the updates, like I said, coming up in the next hour. So, Michael, I do want to kind of, on a more positive note, just want to talk about Vet Talk. I am excited. I think we have the third part of a series, if I'm not mistaken, that we'll be rolling out on Tuesday.
Oh, very much so, Karen.
So let's talk about that, Michael. Bring everybody up to date. There are folks who are just joining us for the first time. Share with everybody a little bit. Let's back it up a little bit. Tell everybody all about Vet Talk and what they should expect to hear on Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Yes, Vet Talk, the Vet Talk radio show comes on every Tuesday, and that's 8:30 East Coast time, and that's 7:30 Central time. The show is all about talking about veterans' issues that we have as veterans. The good thing about it, you don't have to be a veteran to listen in, to understand, to get meaning out of this. You can be someone who wants to help a veteran, or it could be You have veterans in your family. All of us have veterans somewhere in our family. And that's what we do. We cover the topics of helping veterans understand how to get compensated for the injuries they sustained and illnesses they sustained while serving our country. That's what the premise of the show is to get them to understand how to file for compensation. And this particular topic, this is the third in a series, and the series is called The Significance of Rateable Secondary Claims. And what I mean by secondary claims, these are claims for compensation that happen when a veteran was originally compensated for something that happened while they were on active duty and they still have that same issue. That's what an original compensation for claims is. In the process, wow, what happens, that veteran has other issues that develop as a result of what I call a primary issue that happened while they were on active duty. A perfect example is the one, Carrie, you always love to talk about. That's tinnitus. That's the ringing, humming, buzzing in a person's ear. There are two types. There's subjective and there's objective. Usually us as veterans, we usually have subjective tinnitus. In other words, we can only hear it. The rest of the world can't hear it. Unfortunately, with the subjective tinnitus, it causes other issues or it contributes to other issues like hearing loss, migraines, vertigo, Meniere's disease, anxiety, depression, even sleep apnea, believe it or not, Carrie, and insomnia.
Wow.
It's just a wow.
Michael, I hope that you are going to continue to cover these as we move forward in your season three. And there are some other updates and things that I think you guys out there are going to appreciate. I really do. So I think we have one. I want to kind of dig into our archives a little bit, Michael, and kind of see what we
great.
Have. Remember that Captain Smash. Remember Captain
Smash? Oh, yes. Remember Captain Smash very well, Carrie Hines.
Okay. We did a revisit with Captain Smash. And so this might be going back a little bit, but I'm going to ask you guys to take a listen, and we'll talk about it on the other end. So it's about 15, 20 minutes, but take a good listen, and we'll talk. We have some more conversation on this. I think, Michael, get ready.
Get ready.
Folks, we'll be right back. Yes, I think it's going to be very interesting. Stay with us.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We have a very special guest with us today. You guys know her. She's been with us before. Her name is Captain Smash. Now, she has an amazing story to tell you. It made headlines out in Indianapolis, Indiana, just this past year. And we are so excited to welcome her back to the show, but this time to tell the story. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome the superstar, Captain Smash. Welcome back. Good morning.
Well, hello.
Yes, yes, hello to you. And all of the listeners out there, you've just made such an impact with everyone. And we're going to tell everybody just why and how you have resonated with so much. With so many, I should say, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So first of all, let's talk about some of the things that you've been up to. But before we get into that, Captain Smash, I want to give folks a little bit of background. Now, you are a hairstylist, a licensed cosmetologist, You have folks that you service in several states, but mainly we're talking about out in Indianapolis, Indiana, and also you're known in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, on top of that, you're what's called a custom tailor. And so you provide special services to those who do not wish to have a traditional funeral at a funeral home, and you work in conjunction with the funeral home. Can you tell us a little bit more about what exactly a custom tailor is and how it all comes to, you know, how does it all work? Share that with us again.
A tailor is someone as in an accessory. You know, let's just use it metaphorically, saying, you know, when you get that vehicle, but you have to have, you know, it come with tires and seats and things like that, but you want rims, you want color, you want, you know, those things. So in this business realm, that's who I am. I'm the accessory. So you don't want the traditional base prepping you. You want your last going home to be just who you are, whimsical, magnificent. You want to be at your best. And that's what I try to bring forth, the best.
Now, for folks who have never heard of a custom tailor or going home service such as what you've just described, this is something, as you point out, where it kind of almost shows the person as the way they were remembered, or or the family would like them to be remembered, which was... Now, this is usually a little bit less expensive than a traditional funeral. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Depending on area, location, a lot of, you have a group of people that are not really churchgoers, or, you know, that wouldn't per se to have a traditional church homegoing service because, you know, they're not church people. They're not, or for the young people that are not church people, you can have this homegoing in your home, a private service, and would come and rearrange the home, and the family would cook, eat, whatever you're going to do in those 2 to 3 hours, and then to the burial place or to the cremation or whatever have you, that's at your limits of funding.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm really happy to have back with us the one and only Captain Smash. And she's really been a big part of the Hair Radio Morning Show success by sharing what she does with everyone across the country, literally around the world. Captain Smash, you've kindly explained about a custom tailor and a going home service, and everybody has heard your commercial right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But now, there was a situation that made literally big news around the country, but it was an event that happened out in Indianapolis, Indiana, where you are based. And this pretty much, this occurred last year, but it's a story that I never could shake or get out of my mind. Now, it tells the story. It all kind of starts where you, Captain Smash, were hired as a custom tailor to work with the family as part of their wishes and a going home service for a young lady who was killed. Her name is Jasmine, a young woman who was killed, kind of like in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I want you to kind of, you know, tell us a little bit about this whole process. And I think it's, let's just kind of start with at the beginning, of course, and that's the woman was killed, like we said, at the wrong place at the wrong time. You were hired to take on the services, but at the actual going home service, now where was the going home service? Not the part, the actual going home service. Where was that? Was that at a home or a funeral place?
No, that was... inside the funeral place. Like, you can rent a secluded room to have your service in. Like I said,
okay, so that's kind of how this whole story kicks off, where they were having a service for this young woman.
A private service. That being said, as the tailor, you know, if the family is saying, "Hey, it's a private service. We don't need security, or we don't need." You know, X, Y, Z, because it's a private service. It's just going to be immediate family, loved ones. Okay.
Well, this moves it along perfectly in the setup. So the part of this that kind of really is just mind-blowing is that at this private service, gunfire breaks out. And the reason that it was reported on the news is that the gunfire broke out because the young lady who passed away, whose funeral, you know, she was the decedent, the story goes that it was a reported gang member, was her cousin. This was reported by the news. And so they're saying that the rival gang of, you know, the rival gang came after her cousin, who was a reported or disputed gang member, or, you know, alleged gang member, I guess we should say. And so several individuals were shot. About three different persons were shot. No reports of anyone being further, you know, no one else dying in this particular incident. But just a strange story. Now, that is just the middle part of this amazing story. So it picks up with our very special guest, Captain Smash, who is then telling us. So from the house, now the gunfire breaks out, but the gunfire breaks out where? The gunfire doesn't break out at the house, does
it?
No. Okay, so you guys go from the house. Right, but you go from the house to where the funeral to the burial site.
To the burial site, that is correct. Along the way, my job, my position as the tailor, is to be with the accessories, which is the horse and carriage, of course. That's chauffeuring the body, of course. And the groundsmen of that area, the location, just the whole piece of things, okay? So this would be groundbreaking for those ones that are cosmetologists, estheticians, whatever you are, in this business realm, behind the scenes. It's so critical that you are, to say, well-conditioned, because these things happen. And then behind these things, if you're not prepared, or I was prepared or well-equipped, you will be blamed for things such as this matter when it outbreaks, because no one wants to be responsible, especially not the funeral home. They're absolutely not going to. And I had a lot of backlash
Before we get to that, because this is a very interesting story and it takes several turns, you guys, I think the critical part here, you go over to the burial site. So we're talking about you as the custom tailor, as the tailor, you're working in tandem with the funeral home folks. Describe for us what the family of Jasmine intended, Jasmine Moore, what they intended to be, what they wanted to happen. So there was, describe for us what the family first wanted it to be, how beautiful it actually, what had been meant.
A private service. She was beautiful. She had her hair done. She had her makeup. She had, you know, her dress. It was flowers, white and purple, and she was beautiful. It was everything. She, casket, horse and carriage, private service. So they
okay, and this is the key part. You said a horse and carriage. Now tell the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, yes. So the body was inside of like a, kind of like a, you know, a, like and a, the back of the horse, you know, being led by the horses.
For her sake, it was on top. She had like a fancy glass drapering visual and then like a covering over it. Okay?
And how many horses?
Two.
Okay. So now this was, what was supposed to happen with the horses? It was just supposed to go, yes.
They're transporting her. They're transporting her, you know, like the funeral line, the funeral service, and it's elegant, okay? And it's just beautiful. It was just peace and beautiful.
Yes, but they were transporting her.
Transporting her, from, her on there. So this is where
from the funeral location.
Exactly. So she's not in a vehicle, a hearse car. She's not in a vehicle. She's up on this horse and carriage.
Okay. So it wasn't enclosed or anything. It's just out in the open, a casket essentially.
Yes, inside slid. In the surface. So she's latched on in there, okay? But as we proceed to that gravesite, I mean, you know, we're pulling in. So some of the cars that are ahead, she's kind of like in the middle. You see what I'm saying? Because there's cars ahead and they're already pulling over and they're already getting out and walking up to the location. And she's arriving.
Okay.
She's arriving, okay? And
at that moment,
two vehicles back, okay? At this moment, whatever goes on ahead, an altercation, whatever it is, gunfire strikes out, okay? As we do, as normal people, we're scared, we're running. The horse takes off. Both of them. They take off. They jet off out in the middle of traffic. At this point, it's chaos because it's still gunfire and people are hollering, screaming. There's children. There's older people. I mean, children, youngest to babies. Her children are there.
And runaway horses with a body.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, my. I had to just let that kind of sink in and get the visual on that. Now, this story, as we said, Captain Smash, made news. It had already been a news story for just the way that the poor woman, Jasmine, died. That she was in the wrong place at the wrong time and was the victim of gunfire to begin with. And then on top of that, at her funeral, to have gunfire break out when they were transporting her body, and then to have the horses run away with the body literally. So this is just, I've never heard of anything quite like this in all the years of doing the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, how far did the horses get to before they were kind of, you know, reined in or before they stopped?
I want to say maybe 2 miles because...
2 miles? Hold it.
Yeah, I mean,
make sure we understand.
They're not running slow. They're in fear. They're terrified. You understand? And for
so
as
they
long
were just running down
by,
the... So we saw,
yes.
And the folks out there in Indianapolis saw literally horses running with a body on top,
yes,
on the road
so
for about 2 miles.
So much so that when it happened, people start going live. And it started going live because people are going live like they're shooting at that funeral or that funeral line is, you know, the horse like is in complete chaos. And technology now today is that's just what it is. So when people see
so
this,
folks were going live broadcasting
they
this.
Start going live because, of course, they're saying, "Oh, she's beautiful. Look at the funeral line service. Oh, she's arriving," and then gunfire, pow, 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 and then just
unreal.
Imagine the people that are not even at the service. You're just, you know, on your way home at a stoplight and a horse and carriage scattered out in the middle of
amazing.
The intersection
just
way.
A story
and,
I've never heard of. Now, this was 2 miles away. Now, because you were not, you were still at the spot, so to speak,
yes.
How did you catch up to the horses?
Of course, I had to call 911. You know, which is
boy, if I could just ask you to tell us how you made that phone call, what did you say?
Just thinking about it, I was in a panic. I was in a panic. You know, I said, "Hey, 911, you know, 911, this is 911 dispatch." I said, "Hey, my name is Andrea Woods, and I'm at a funeral service at on Millersville Road, and our horse and carriage just took off. We need police." They said, "Yes, we had numerous calls. Who are you?" I said, "Well, I am the tailor. Okay, I am responsible for that horse and carriage. Okay, well, we have, you know, police are on the way." So in the midst of that, law enforcement did very well. They brought whoever their crew was to calm the horses and get it turned around. But the gunfire, you know, the gunfire went for quite a bit.
It was, there were quite a few bullets being held around and all of that, which spooked the horses to begin with, so to speak.
Yes.
Now, let us kind of move this forward some. And you would think that's the end of the story, guys. You really would. But no, that's not the end of the story. What I am told and what has been reported, and it's just enough to blow our minds, Captain Smash, and that is that...
Yes.
You kind of were blamed for the horses, you know, running away.
Yes.
And it's clear that you were not firing any guns. So how can you be blamed? You know, the fans out there want to know. But this is how we're going to explain it, and we're going to kind of leave that alone. But what happens when they hire... the tailor who, as you mentioned, would be officiating with the live animals. And, you know, you this is the thing. I tell all kinds of folks this. You don't know how an animal is going to behave.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
So, you know, you can't figure it out. So I kind of would be reluctant to include them in my routine.
Yeah, but if we as people, as humans, are terrified of gunfire, of course the animals are going to be terrified. You know, the animals are very sensitive to noise anyhow. They are used as very delicate displays of peace. You know, these are what we use, the doves and the horses and the ducks and these things to accessorize what we feel is top-notch living. Yes? What we feel is top-notch living. What we feel is royalty. This is where we use these animals as prompts.
Wow.
And with that being so, we still, as the human, as in my position as the tailor,
well, I find that this is
yes.
I was just going to say it's just an amazing story, but would you know? I don't feel that it should be the person's fault, but I do feel a couple things here. If they had suspected the family, to me, now this is what my belief is. I don't represent everybody's voice and opinion out there; just my own. But if the family knew that their members, some of the members, were reported gang members, then, you know, I don't think I would have such a public and open event as they further planned. And then on top, I just don't think I would have done that.
Well,
nothing is sacred these days.
Well, as a family, it was private. And, you know, it's private because he wants to be at his loved ones, despite what people are saying in the world. He's being labeled as a gang member, but he still has family and loved ones that love and care for him.
Right,
as
but
well
this is
the,
this
well.
Is yes, you have a point, Captain Smash. But this is how I see it: he has family members that he loves and loves him, and he loved and so forth and so on. But if you really love them like that, then you need to make sure they are not in harm's way.
Well,
and see, that is where I kind of weigh in. To me, this is, mm-hmm. he placed his family and a whole lot of other folks in jeopardy, including an extension, you.
Well, I don't think that was his intention.
Right, no, well,
that,
it's not. I certainly don't think it's his intention to have
I
folks shooting at him.
I believe that the family had a private service that was beautiful,
right.
That went well until they left that private site. And as on their journey to this grave site, somewhere in there, the young man, his rival or whoever it was, began to stalk him. And at any time when they're out there like that, you know, it's just a choice for anybody in this business. You have to be mindful of yourself and safety. Because this is the door that we're kicking in the cosmology
exactly.
realm, because this is our position, that no matter who you are in dealings with, the loved ones always comes with, there's not even a word to define that once, you know, once it breaks news and it's saying, hey,
yes.
you know, you're constantly dealing with gang members and throwing services, and every 40% of your servicers are ending in gunfire, and we no longer want to deal. You get that? Mm. Because
yes.
you, as the tailor, you're not aware of these people. You don't know. What you are aware of is what you're bringing to the table. What you are aware of is the money, whether you're doing low income, middle class, or high class. You know.
Well,
let's ask one
more question, Captain Smash. That, you know, with the gunfire at the breaking out during the transporting of the body on top of the horses taking off and running for 2 whole miles, was there anything in retrospect that you feel you could have done differently?
That I could have done differently?
No, that you could have done differently.
Because I am not aware of that she has a family member that's a gang rival, you know. I'm not aware of that they're so boldly and that they have no boundaries and will come anywhere.
Well, what about with the horses? Was there any part of that that you feel that maybe you could have taken a different route? Well, pardon the pun.
Well, absolutely not, because just as I was in fear, those horses were in fear. You know, everyone was in fear. Everyone was running. So
I would have taken cover too. But let me ask you a question. Were those horses, should someone have had a tighter grip on those horses, or should they have been kind of, you know, at all times? I think that
mm-hmm.
you need to have them manhandled so that they would not have taken off or been unable to take off.
Well, as in a private service, You have the option of whether you want someone driving the horses and carriages. You have the option as if you want them, the horses were tailgated in between the vehicles. So I'm behind the horse is up front, and then there's a service vehicle, and then there's members, family members, loved ones, whoever, in the funeral line, and the horse.
Okay. Wow.
So when the horse gets scared, you know, because it's doing its job. You know, is walking gracefully, peacefully. It's not like a long stretch to, you know. And,
yes, but who was the actual person with the, you know, the little thing in their hands with the, who was controlling the horses?
The
horses had the body, but who was the person leading the horses?
The service vehicle. So
the service vehicle.
Yes. There's a service vehicle that is not tied to the back of it. It's just like a hook.
Okay.
You know, so that way you're going at,
yeah,
you know, the pace, and it's all a scenery view.
Okay, but the issue became when the horses took off, what happened to the service view? Did it become unhinged?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so
they're extremely strong animals, and we have them on a light. We have them on a light, you know, just to be walking there, and then come up and mount her off.
Yes, but Captain Smash, couldn't there have been a, you know, to me it sounds like there was not a strong enough connection with that service vehicle and those horses.
Mm-hmm.
So if the service vehicle, those are the folks that were responsible to get to make sure that that connection was secure, then that's who we, you know, probably is in part to some of the culpability.
Under my order, we want to just be responsible. You know, all things can occur. But when you're in command in this position as a tailor, these things could very well happen. Unfortunately, sometimes this is the backlash that we get. Would I say that I would have done anything different? Absolutely not, because she was beautiful. The family didn't blame me, but the funeral service,
And we're not going to say, because it could be alleged that they were doing things to cover them. In different ways. So we're not going to go on that with that today. But I do have to tell you, folks, I have to say this is a story and a half. So we're going to continue to follow all the different parts of it quite a bit. It's quite deep. And I want to take a moment to thank our very own Captain Smash, who is still doing such amazing work. You also are doing great hairstyles out there. We've seen a lot of the beautiful pictures across social media, and we're so very proud of you with Smash House and so many other wonderful things that you're doing these days. So take a moment to share with everybody. Bring everybody up to speed, Captain Smash. What's going on with Smash House? What is Smash House? And tell us quickly some of the things that you're working on.
It is a private clinic. Like a doctor's office, like still a salon, but if you have those problems, whether it's everything from scalp injuries, from those lace frontals and quick weaves that you have, from anywhere from just breakage to alopecia to maybe if your child has head lice, and those things will be worked with in there. That will be somewhere you can go for hair care, extensive hair care. If you need a regrowth system treatment, you can come to the Smash House. It's family-oriented, and it's a movement. Yes.
Well, I love this whole entire idea of the Smash House. And we're going to have the folks, you'll be able to contact us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll put you in contact with Captain Smash and the Smash House, and soon you'll be able to, you know, we're going to have some big announcements, some more announcements with Captain Smash coming up in the next few days. So we wanted you guys to kind of, you know, stay tuned and stay on top of what's going on at the Hair Radio Morning Show and the latest on what's going on with Captain Smash. And we love it. Captain Smash, I have to say thank you so much for being with us. I mean, you always bring the excitement. There is nobody else like you in the hair business. So we salute
you. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure to have you with us. So come back real soon.
I will. Thank you.
You got it.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. We are back live. It is Thursday morning, October 12th of 2023. It is our show number 906, show number 906, as we broadcast live from Brooklyn, New York. And I want to bring back to the line Mr. Michael Hopkins. You guys know him as the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs again Tuesday morning, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time Zone, right here on our network. And really interesting. First, let me just get Michael back on. Michael Hopkins, are you there?
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so.
down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, of course. So, Michael, you've been listening to this show this morning. You heard we just had Captain Smash from our vault. What goes through your mind when you listen to Captain Smash?
Just listening to Captain Smash, and I remember this piece before when we ran it, and my thoughts are still the same thing, is that I see there were several security breaches. And once you have a security breach, and if you don't know how to fix it rather quickly, it begins to escalate into other things. And you had a very valid point, especially the reins on those horses. Somebody, my opinion, it's Michael Hopkins' opinion, someone should have had a better hold on those horses, because you got to anticipate things that may happen. You may not know who is allegedly a gang member or who's going to shoot. You may not know that. But to me, the whole intelligence thing of this would be to anticipate a lot of these things. If you knew there were issues like that, that's when you have to have someone that's a security professional on your team. And that person would advise you on whatever it is that would be going on. And the family, and if I remember correctly, Carrie, the family, I said it was private and, you know, they don't really look at the security aspect. But you always have to look at a security aspect when you're having events. You always have to do that.
Yeah, but I think you're on a different level there with this. I think that's fine. I get your point. But I'll tell you this,
right.
And let me just say, this comes from Captain Smash. The story itself is out there. This was covered across the news. That's not an understatement. You can still Google it. There are videos and a whole bunch of information out there. So you can see with your own eyes and listen to the actual TV news people covering this. But, you know, let me just say that here's the thing. Captain Smash was hired, let's say, by the funeral home to do the going home service. And what surprises me is that I know it sounded lovely and it really did, but what they've got to also do, I guess it's to your point, you got to, even if you, I guess it, the right thing, as Michael said, to have security, but I don't think they anticipate it. You see, hindsight is 20/20.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much
so. So we can, you know, play Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, that's the word.
Thank you so much, Michael. I don't often use too many sports analogies on the show.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, so that's the only one. But anyway, so what's happened is, what I believe, is that looking back, we can see now, yes, well, she should have had this and should have had that. But the real truth is, I think that, as like I said in the piece, it was certainly her responsibility, because the family, that's why the family hires you. The family has to pay for this. And, you know, and so it's your responsibility, because they're looking at you as a paid professional.
Oh, Terry Hines.
To have things lined up.
Would you say that again, please, Carrie Hines?
Yeah, he is. So they're not going to be thinking at their time when they can barely function. You know, they've got a lot of other things
very
heavily weighing on them. So they can't
very
be worried if the grip is going to be tight on the horses or not. And so you as the custom tailor, which is what Captain Smash was, the custom tailor, you've got to be aware of any possibility. And you have to also know, as she mentioned, horses are incredibly sensitive to sounds. Everybody
very much so.
Yeah.
And they're large, and they're large animals. You know, that was the other point she said.
Right, Michael? If, you know, you know, I used to have a little pet dog who hated the sound of, you know, the fire alarms and police cars and any loud noises. And that just reminds me, those horses were just like that. The moment they hear something, they're off. They're off to the races.
Yep. Off to the races. Yep. They're gone.
And my other part that just, you know, when I remember this and I'm like, Captain Smash, how long, how far did the horses run? She said for 2 miles. That's a long
run,
Michael.
That's a long way. Don't they call that a race, Carrie Hines, if they're running for 2 miles?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, she said the cars that were driving alongside the horses running were all videotaping it with their phones. And so, and then with the body on the back, just a rolling down the thing, crazy.
Wow, it is. That's just, as the younger folks would say, that's just off the chain. Really.
Yeah, it really is.
Yes.
You have to wonder, so this is why things like this is so important, finding the right people, choosing
very
the right people. So. Captain Smash came back to the show. She came back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I'll see if I can get you the update on that. But I remember, if you guys remember, at the end of this interview, I kept asking, well, Captain Smash, do you take any responsibility? Was it your fault? Do you remember what she said, Michael?
Pretty much, she didn't see it as her fault. She just...
Exactly. She
right.
did not. Michael is 100% right. She did not understand. How can you not understand it is your responsibility?
Very much so.
So I tried to get her to get there, and
yeah,
I could not.
She just,
but when she finally came back to the Hair Radio Morning Show, you know, a long time after that, she finally came back, and I asked her again. And so we'll have her answer for you. Maybe on tomorrow's show, if I can dig it up for you guys. Interesting. Very
but you know,
interesting.
Terry, you brought up a very good point. You said the magic two words, paid professional.
Yes.
And that's what people pay for, a service. And once people are paying for that service, you're supposed to be a professional. And no matter what it is, it doesn't matter. You're supposed to do your job professionally. That's just the way it is, okay? I mean, we can't change that. That part of the program you cannot change. When money exchanges hands for a service, you're supposed to be a professional. You're not a rank amateur.
And expecting that you have already done your due diligence with having live animals. Live animals.
You're supposed to just. Can you imagine, Carrie, for example, with the president, if the Secret Service did not practice for all kinds of scenarios. Can you imagine?
Correct.
They just went out there and
it's
okay.
It doesn't even have to be as far as that goes. It's anything.
Right. It's anything
that
and you're right.
You do with, you know, with the excellence, that's what you have to kind of practice. You've got to do things like that in the right way. Well, I
very
tell you something.
So.
I just... it was interesting to hear this again, And so I have to tell you guys, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, you never know what you're going to hear. And quite interesting. I thought it was fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Just going back, listening, and just thinking about the events. And I could kind of picture it in my mind, the sequence of events when she was talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. And it was like, I got kind of vivid with it. I could see the horses running, people panicking, shots fired, and all those things going on at the same time. And
yeah,
it
was quite alarming.
Yeah, that was quite
like
a day.
That was huge.
Yeah, that was
and
quite
you guys, like I said, you can Google this. I've watched the videos. I was shocked. I
if
have to
I
be honest.
I think I had a chance to watch it too, Carrie, when the piece first aired. I think if I remember correctly, I watched it also because I just wanted to see the sequence of events. How did this happen? And
well, I think that's what we kind of covered, though, Michael. We did tell you that. But
right.
When in the reporting, they're just able to add more to the story. And I think it was, like I said, it was widespread coverage. This is, and you guys can Google it if you get a chance. Do check it out.
Wow.
We've known Andrea for a long time. She goes by Captain Smash. We're going to also talk a little bit about the going home services. This is not something that we have a lot of up here in New York.
Right.
It's very rare. I had never heard of the going home services until Andrea, Captain Smash, was on the show. And so when she came to the show and she shared with us, and then I started to see it a lot in the South. A lot of folks in different areas, they would use this as an alternative to a traditional funeral. So it's very fascinating to me. And I have to just say, the Hair Radio Morning Show, boy, oh, boy, you learn so much on this show.
Oh, very
and
much
for you
so.
Hairstylist folks, you learn so much on this show that that it's a good thing to check in with us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, because you never quite know what you're going to hear.
Very much so.
And so, really interesting story today, Michael. So I'm just,
oh, yeah, yes,
wow.
It was, Carrie.
Yeah.
It was
so,
very interesting.
Yes. So thank you guys so much for being with us on this broadcast. We still got some distance to go. We do have some updates for you guys. I just thought we'd kind of just do, you know, let's just lighten it up a little bit and change the mood up a bit with one of our classic pieces from this. I'm going to see if you recognize this. I'm still waiting on what he was supposed to send me. You'll find out
Uh-oh.
More about that in just a moment.
Ooh,
so stay with
drama.
Us, folks.
Uh-oh.
We've got a little bit more to go. The Air Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi,
I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carrie Shampoo and Carrie Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carrie Shampoo and Carrie Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carrie, and we thank you. Please register at Carrie.com and join our Carrie community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us right now. He runs actually the Soul Snacks Cookie Company. His name is Ralph Roll. Now, Ralph, you are the man behind the Soul Snacks Cookie Company. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, my cooking company I started many years ago, actually back in 1996, in my apartment in the Bronx. And the product came from original recipes that dated back almost to the turn of the century of 1900s from my grandmother. I just watched how she baked and my mother baked and just learned from there and then took that to the marketplace later on. That's the very, very, very condensed story. But I learned from my, watching my grandmother, my mother just be in the kitchen. Those are the origins of where we started.
Well, that is amazing. it really is. When I saw your name, I said, well, hold it. Is that, I guess you get a little bit of the folks, because your name, did I pronounce it correctly? Is it Roll?
Yeah, it's Roll. The E is silent.
It's Roll, okay. Well, don't people kind of make a connection between Roll and Cookie? Has that been brought to your attention? Probably more than once. So I just love it. So that's why I said, wow, how neat is that? Okay, so you got to tell us about the Soul Snacks cookies. You have got to tell everybody about it, because when I saw it, just caught my attention right away. So please share a little bit more about your amazing company.
Well, when we started the company in 1996, it was basically my girlfriend and I were trying to figure out a way to save money for the holidays.
Mm.
In doing that, we had 36 friends and family, and that was the only way that we could, afford to actually give out gifts. So I suggested, why don't we make the cookies? Because I had made cookies for her when we had first started living together. And we gave the cookies out to everyone, and everyone got back in touch and said, wow, these are really good. You should think about selling them. And so we said, I thought about doing it before. This is a sign. So let's just follow the sign and start selling the product. So the very first place that I sold the product, I was playing drums at an open mic at Sylvia's restaurant in New York City.
Yes, of course.
Most people do.
Yeah.
And restaurant at the time was the proprietor for the evening. So I called her up and I said, Mel, I have an idea. I want to sell cookies, and I'd like to do it there at the open mic. And she said, fine, do it. It's no problem. So I brought the cookies in, and we gave samples away, and everyone bought the cookies. And there was a guy at the bar from a magazine called YSB Magazine, used to be owned by BET.
Okay.
And he liked the cookies.
Oh, I remember that magazine. Yes.
So he said, "Tell me more about what you guys." He said, "Tell me more about what you guys are doing." And I told him, "Well, I'm the drummer at the Apollo Theater. I'm on the television show Showtime at the Apollo, and my girlfriend is a Juilliard graduate, and we're both came out of public housing, and we decided to start the business. And I thought we would only get a couple of responses from it, and I was totally wrong. We got hundreds of people buying the cookies, which made it very difficult for us to bake out of our small apartment oven. So I asked a friend of mine whose mom had a brownstone, and the bottom of the brownstone was vacant, and I asked Mr. Rant, is her name, if I could convert it into a kitchen, and I just knew she was going to say no. But she actually said yes.
Wow.
And that was our first baking facility. It had a convection oven, three-tub sink, ventilation, storage room, preparation room. And then we grew out of that. But in the interim of all of that, my girlfriend decided she didn't want to have anything to do with me or the cookies.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so we went our separate ways, and I ran the company for a while by myself. But that was very difficult because I was, at the time, busy as a musician. So I stopped for a couple of years, and then I met my current wife, and we decided after our daughter was born that we were going to start the company back again, and we did it exactly the same way again, one rack at a time in an apartment. And my first client was Melba's restaurant.
Oh, Melba's restaurant, yes, in Harlem,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so she was the one that brought us in, and she was the one that brought us in again as the first client. The second was Dougie Fresh had a restaurant.
Oh,
and then we kind of built it.
Wow.
We just built it from there.
Wow.
That's the beginnings, yeah.
Well, I'm also a cookie fiend. I absolutely love that. That's the other reason it caught my attention so much. Well, first of all, I want to take a moment, you know, just if you would be kind enough, and then I want to jump back to the cookies. But can you tell us a little bit about your music career?
Oh, yeah. I started as a drummer at a very young age. I picked up drums from watching my brother. He had a drum set.
Wow.
And my mother allowed him to have drums in our small bedroom. And I just loved it because, you know, for two reasons. There was a drum set in the middle of the room, and it gave me an excuse to be able to jump on the bed. But
I love it.
But, you know, my brother, he said I could play the drums, and I'm left-handed. And he said, as long as you don't change the drums around, we're fine. So
wow.
I'm a left-handed drummer that plays on a right-hand setup, and I
wow.
play open-handed. And it's kind of worked in my favor moving forward because it allows me to do things with my left hand independently for drummers out there that
wow.
Some cross-hand drummers, you know, they don't really do. So, but that's how it all started. And then my first professional gig, I was 19 years old, with a group called Musique. And they had a hit song called Push Push in the Bush.
Oh, who doesn't know that song?
That was the name of the song.
I remember it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't even tell my mother the name of the song. That was the name of the song. And from there, people, you know, started passing my name around, and I was working in a local band, and I just kept practicing and learning and just, you know, trying to hone in on my craft and turn into a home.
Well, you're very kind, and I'm going to just spell it out for folks. I mean, you have worked with the likes of Nile Rodgers and Chic, Sting, Bono, the one and only Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, you know, the Notorious B.I.G., Queen Latifah, Erykah Badu, Chris Farley, D'Angelo, India Ari, and so many others. And you were part of the band, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, it's the Showtime at the Apollo, for about 15 seasons, that was.
Yeah.
So, and that's TV. That's the big time. So...
Yeah.
Was this a big transition, you know, getting over to do the cookies, or did that somehow, in some strange way, might have prepared you for entrepreneurial type success?
Well, you know, being in the music business is not an easy journey for most, and you have to have a certain set of, you know, just values in order to want to survive in the business, and there has to be a passion that you just are not willing to give up on to for most, you know.
Yeah.
most of the people that I'm involved with, we all share that same synergy as far as how we saw the business and how we survived the business and how we, you know, just kept moving forward. I mean, all of my friends now started exactly the same way that I started, in a band, you know, hustling in a car with your gear that was falling apart, trying to just make it with, you know, not that great of equipment. And then if you believe it, you know, you just keep practicing. You know, I mean, I'm right now I'm in a car with three of my closest friends.
Oh.
They all have the same story, you know.
Wow.
You know, they put their fingers and lives and just everything into, you know, their craft. You know, there's one gentleman that's sitting behind me. I saw him start in the business.
Wow.
And watched him grow to the point that he's worked on many television shows. The gentleman to my left, he's worked with probably more people in the business than all of us as a, not only a player, but an engineer. And the gentleman sitting in front of me is a Grammy Award winning a writer.
Well, hold
and,
it. We got to drop some names.
Okay.
Well, at least tell us their name so we can
okay,
kind of like
behind me,
Google them.
Yes, yes. Behind me is Russell Graham. Next to me is Richard Hilton. In front
wow.
of me is Jerry Barnes. And over on my left is the very cool driver that I don't know his name.
Well, listen, I have to shout all of you out because that is just incredible. And see, and I love that. It just reminds me of how much iron sharpens iron, as they say, and you travel in these circles
mm-hmm.
of folks, you know, where you're all going somewhere and in your own directions as well, but you're still, you know, a concentrated effort and, you know, focused and all that kind of stuff. I think it's amazing. So I love hearing stuff like that. I really do.
Yeah,
I've got to tell you,
you
though. When I look back you know, and I started thinking about the cookies, every time I think of, and I hate to say because I said, you probably are tired of being compared to, do you know who I'm going to mention?
Wally Anderson.
Well, maybe you're too young to know this guy, but he was a person who had an interesting story when I was growing up. And that's
yes.
the only African-American man I can think of, you know, connected with cookies so much. And that is
right.
Famous. And
yeah.
so, you know, so I grew up with that understanding. Did you, you know, have you been compared to him or people brought him up to you or anything at
no,
all
I'm,
on that level?
I am constantly compared to Wally.
And here I go and ask you the same question.
No, but it's good company to be compared to because
yeah.
you know,
oh,
as,
nice.
As far as the industry is concerned, there aren't a lot of prominent companies that have gotten
right.
to the level of a Famous Amos. And
right.
I'm just very proud to be just mentioned in the same company. Now, what's odd is when I was in public school in the Bronx in PS 77, one of my childhood friends and classmates was a guy named Michael Amos. And Michael
oh.
Amos used to say that his father owned
what?
A cookie company.
Wow.
So the only thing that I heard was cookies, you know, so do you have any? He said, no, my father lives in California. And later on when I heard about Famous Amos Cookies, it was just, I mean, the Amos name is such a unique name. You know, you can
right.
only assume that that was his father. So, you know, Michael said,
wow.
yeah, Wally Amos is my dad. And actually, Michael made it possible for me to meet Wally when I was in, he lives in Hawaii, and it was a very, very emotional moment for me because Wally just stands for so much, and just to meet him, and he came out, and we talked, and, you know, he was like Yoda. He gave me so much wisdom about the business and,
uh-huh.
you know, just how to, what to look for, what to be careful of, and, you know, and it was great. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is that's just amazing. It really is. Now, speaking of your cookies, I want to get into some
yes.
of the variety of delicious flavors and what they, you know, what kind of cookies you offer. Can you tell everybody a little bit about, because I'm just loving just the idea of Georgia oatmeal raisin. But please tell everybody about your cookies that you offer.
Well,
some of the different
it's
ones.
Funny,
you got
it's
a lot.
Funny that you hit on those two recipes. Well, the main one is Georgia oatmeal raisin, which was one of the earliest recipes that came from my grandmother. That and the chocolate chip is basically how I started. I started making mostly chocolate chip and oatmeal raisin cookies from remembering the recipes from what my grandmother, my mother had made. And then just developing from that, we developed a sweet potato cookie, a lemon cookie, a cranberry oatmeal cookie, a chewy oatmeal raisin cookie. We have a French cocoa chocolate chip cookie now. What else do we have? We have a peanut butter cookie. I named the cookie after my grandmother, her grandpa's
wow.
chocolate peanut butter cookie. And I named the sweet potato after my Uncle Ralph, which he just passed away in 96, about 2 months ago. So, you know, just being, having all
very
those
sorry.
Things. My favorite, getting out of the car, my favorite is called lemon love cookie. I love the lemon cookie that we have. It's a great product. It's one of my
wow.
favorites, and it goes so well with ice cream. I love the lemon love. Yeah, but we're always developing new flavors. We now have a full line of vegan gluten-free cookies as well.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, I'm loving this. You've got to, you know, tell everybody how they can get their hands on these cookies.
Well, if you go to soulfest.com, you will see the full list of cookies you can order in three different sizes, 12, 24, and 32 cookies. And coming in the next week, there will be a full list of all 789 Walmart stores that we will be in.
That is amazing. We've got to repeat that. So your cookies will be found in about 700 or 800 Walmart stores. Are you serious? That's amazing. Congratulations.
And Kroger as well. Kroger just picked us up as well. And now we're looking at Target. You know.
Wow. Well, we are so proud. We are so proud.
I am so fortunate to have the opportunity to have my product in front of a large audience. You know, it's been an amazing journey that I wouldn't say for anything.
Well, we're going to keep our eyes on you, of course. And keep eating those cookies. And,
I got to make sure that you get some.
You do, because every day I would go down to my mailbox, and I said, I know that they're sending me some cookies. But I got to order. You know, that's my job, to order these cookies. So I'm loving what you're doing, and we support.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that so much.
Absolutely. Well, listen, here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we are going to do some things, and we want to make sure that, we send you to soulsnacks.com. We want you guys to pick up these amazing cookies and join the rest of the world. We look like we're just getting on the bandwagon here. But all continued success to you and to your folks there in the car and everybody that you're traveling with and all of that. So thanks again for being with us on the Hair Radio Show. But, you know,
and I thank you for having me. Morning coffee, vanilla latte, sip to go.
Drink it slow. Drink it slow. Michael Hopkins, what a show today.
I just enjoyed the broadcast and Ralph Roll and his. You know, every time I listen back to that piece from our vault, Ralph was on, and I remember asking, he didn't get my question, you know, his name is Roll. And doesn't everybody tease, you know, when you make cookies, you have to roll the rolling pin?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
So what did you think about that, Michael? And what did you think about today's broadcast, looking back
today's broadcast? Oh, yeah, looking back, Carrie. Oh, it was great. It really was, though. It was great, and the different topics that we talked about today, it was great. And besides all that, now I'm getting hungry for some cookies.
You and me both.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
a fantastic show. And each day you're going to get something a little different, and you pick up things here. I love the show. I think it's a fantastic way to start your day. I really do. And today was fantastic with Jay. She'll be with us now on Wednesdays and Thursday mornings in the first hour, so you definitely want to get up and tune on in. She brings the heat, as you heard.
Oh, yeah.
So lots of good things. Also, next week, we have some new folks joining us, so it's going to be real interesting as we kind of add to the lineup here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And just so grateful to have you guys with us. Michael, again, I'm excited. I'm excited tomorrow. Let me just say this. Tomorrow from 6 to 9, I'll have an update. Supposed to do 9, so we'll talk a little bit about that. We've got some other updates and things to share. We have a special guest joining us tomorrow who is a hair industry. He is putting on a big show in my area. He's coming back to New York. Hair show for next month. So we're going to have all the details on that. Yes, his name is Mark Carter, and he'll be with us tomorrow on the Hair Radio Morning Show in the spotlight hour at about 8 o'clock Eastern. So we're real excited about that. And so much more, as always, on the Hair Radio. You know, we bring it here.
Very much so, yeah. Carrie Hines.
So awesome job. And, you know, just want to send out well wishes also to Nicole Marie. I know she was just a little bit under the weather, so we're going to send her well wishes.
Oh,
yeah. And also, yeah, there was some other folks. Oh, and wanted to say congratulations to Sun, who is the gentleman that I took the pictures of, who's on the front of the Afrolock magazine. He became a grandfather. So
congratulations.
And he's a young man. This is a young-looking man. I said, oh, boy, who in the world would ever think he's, let alone just even a dad, basically, but just incredible. So really, I'll have to share his magazine cover that we did so that you guys can see. But, yeah, granddad now. I'm like, wow. He started very young, though. Really good guy, and we've had his video play on the Hair Radio Morning Show and on the Hair Radio stuff, and well, we played his audio and stuff like that, so real good stuff. So, Michael, listen, we'll see you tomorrow. Make it an awesome day, and just proud again of all the work that you guys are doing with the veterans, and we're super excited, and just want to say thanks again. So it's only, you know, we have to make sure to keep folks reminded. Very important. And you can get involved as well out here. Okay, here's our outro. We'll see you back here tomorrow from 6 to 9 a.m. for a brand new Hair Radio Morning Show. Today was 9:06. Tomorrow is show number 910 on Fan Day Friday. We'll see you tomorrow.